And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And on this week's show, straight in, we haven't had one. This is the first show of the new year. It's a Wrench special. The Wrench magazine have got a CD, a cover-mounted CD, that basically they've sent us, obviously, what with me doing a column in the Wrench and that. So we're going to be featuring six tracks off that by four bands we haven't played before, one we have, and, well, it doesn't matter. But anyway, we've got a word of the week. Happy 2009. This came in. Guess what? One of our regular contributors, even though they do their own podcast, they can't help thinking they should spend a bit more time on their own. And I've just lost it. And here it is. So this is from Honey and Dick at Jukebox Review, jukebox-review.com. It goes, our submission for... I quite like this because I'm an egomaniac. Our submission for Word of the Week is bedwards, meaning to have gone to bed. Here is an example of its use. Posh gentryman. Excuse me, my dear chap. Have you seen Paul, my butler? Somerset Farmer, Paul E. Bedwards. Robot nice. Love, Honey and Dick. Crap, I know, but it's all we've got. If you've got a word of the week, what we want for word of the week, as some of you know, is something, a word or phrase that you and your friends use or that is local to your area that we'd like to get the whole world to use, email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Word of the Week, is the first song. I want to be a hunter and a gatherer, baby. A hunter gather for you. I want to be a hunter and a gatherer, baby. A hunter gather for you. All those other guys make sweet promises that they won't ever deliver. I want to be a hunter gatherer. A hunter gather for you. I want to go down in the woods for you, baby, and bring you back the things that you need. I wanna go down in the woods for you, baby, till my back breaks and my knees start to bleed. I wanna feel like a hero when you look me in the eye. You're never gonna get that from anybody else, don't be crazy. I'll hold together for you. We'll be so happy and the world will revolve around us. Just wait and see how happy we can be. I know you got your doubts, sweet darling. Put your hands in mine and say you'll hunt together with me. See, you're gonna hunt together with me. You'll hunt together with me. I wanna be a hunter in your gallery, baby. I'll hunt together for you. I wanna be a hunter in your gallery, baby. I'll hunt together for you. All those other guys make sweet promises that they won't ever deliver. I wanna be a hunter gatherer. A hunter gather for you. Till my back breaks and my knees start to bleed. I wanna feel like a hero when you look me in the eye. You're never gonna get that from anybody else. Don't be crazy. I'll hunt together for you. We'll be so happy and the world will revolve around us. Just wait and see how happy we can be. I know you got your doubts, sweet darling. Put your hands in mine and say you'll hunt together with me. So you'll hunt together with me. You'll hunt together with me. Say so you'll hunt together with me. So you're gonna hunt together with me. You'll hunt together with me. Hey, Tone, you like that, don't you?
Loving
that's
it.
That's by the mighty Steph.
Hey!
How about that? The mighty Steph. I'll tell you what, she's got a deeper voice than I remember.
Well, you know.
That's the Mighty Steph and Hunter Gatherer, which is track 9 from the Motor Sounds Records sampler that has come out on this quarter's The Wrench magazine. Now, I would normally say, what I want to know is, Tony, what is the Mighty Steph's MySpace page? But I haven't time to find out any of the MySpace pages this week, so I'm giving you this one. You've already won. What I am going to do is add them all this evening, and hopefully we'll get most of them. I mean, we've got two of them on our MySpace friends already, but I'll get the rest of them added tonight, and they'll all be in our top friends. So if you're on MySpace, do check out myspace.com/punkyradio and look down the page for top friends, and you should see all the bands we're playing this week on it, probably by Thursday. Now, I'm also very, very pleased to say that finally we have some new MySpace comments, because you know we haven't had any for a few weeks.
It's been a while.
They're not necessarily any good, though. So here goes. This is the first one. It goes, all right, lads. This is how long it's taken to get five in. All right, lads. Oh, now, I think this has come from the bloke out of Hollywood Suicide, the Irish fella. The double bass plays fantastic. So here's my brilliant Irish accent. I am the best at it. All right, lads. Hope you have a great Christmas. Hope to bump into you again in the new year. Hollywood Suicide. There you go. So thanks very much, boys. And yeah, because what I normally say is they're from Norwich. They're, of course, not. That seems to be my default place. If okay. I don't know where a band's from, I accuse him from being from Norwich. He's from Kent. Well, not from Kent, he's from Ireland, lives in Kent. I don't know, it doesn't matter. Anyway, this is the standard of our MySpace comments to start with. Here comes another one. Happy New Year. Thanks for giving us a spin again. Cheers. Calusa. Again, you're not really what we're after. All right, gents. I'm going to try and fire all these out at once. Your vote comes next, then some resolutions, I think. In any case, thanks for the last year of good laughs and great music. Looking forward to the future of Punky. Naptown Chris. He's been living in a bucket of piss. Who thought it would come to this? He likes The Wizard of Oz, but he prefers the black version called The Wiz. Which I watched over Christmas. What a weird film. Now, the thing is, that is a proper comment. Thank you very much, Naptown Chris. The reason I read the first two out is we like to do five a week, but we haven't been getting them in from listeners. We like listeners telling us weird shit on the MySpace page, so try and do that. Hello and cheers. As you hitherto suggested, we will send a nice posh shrink-wrapped and therefore virginal CD to your premises for perusal. All the best, Julia K. That's Julia K, who had us on MySpace. I'd listened to the music, like it, got them to send a track. They suggested the track we might like. They were right, it's really good. They're sending us a CD. They're doing it in the right way by sending it to the address on our profile, etc., etc. But it's not from a listener, it's just a message. We want things from listeners. Oh, here comes one from regular contributor Jeff Uglyshoes. Tony.
Hello.
Your resolution is to start playing guitar more. What have you been doing with your time, mate? It sure as hell hasn't been working on comedy. Listen, smacktard. The day Paul came to see me, the fucking theatre buried me. As a result, my left hand was crushed and I didn't even know it. Since then, I've been playing guitar with three fingers. Before you comment on my musicianship, let me say a preemptory, fuck you. I couldn't quit for the world. You, Tony, have an amazing talent on the guitar. If you don't get your ass out there and play, I will personally come to England, kick your fucking ass, and then give your girlfriend something to hang the towels on. Jeff has formerly been a porn star, by the way, and he's hung like a horse. So you do want to watch that. I say all that with the deepest respect. Oh, and Paul, great show. Jeff Uglyshoes gets it in the right order. Thank you, Jeff. There's very more nice from Jeff in a bit. Fancy that. Hey, guys. Just a quick comment to say I'm actually liking hearing Paul yak on about his life. He gets us up to some funny stroke random shit. Makes me laugh. Paulie, you need to get Tony out more so he can have something to talk about on a show. Keep up the random antics, Paul. M's. Have a feeling we'll be hearing more from her later as well. So there you go. That concludes the MySpace comments. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Please do leave a comment. I like reading them out. Tony, you got any podcast, Daddy?
Yeah. Thank you all for your votes and comments so far. And as it's the new year, we really need your votes, people. So do vote for us. Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we'll read them out, all of them eventually, as will be apparent, because I am still in Christmas in my vote land. So here we go.
Christmas. Every day's Christmas in Tony Town.
It is. Merry Crimbo, Punky fans, and that's from Insane Star. Thank you, Insane Star.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Insane Star. I still haven't posted that CD, but it's all right. You're going to get a bonus CD in it. Actually, you're going to get two bonus CDs when it finally... I know, I'm just teasing it now, but you're going to end up with three CDs, Insane Star. It will be worth the wait, I promise. And you're going to get a sticker.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Don't say I don't treat you.
Nice. Punky Radio, the best export currently coming out of England. Bill, New York. P.S. I have noticed there's not been so much chat about how mighty the pound is these days. Yeah, thanks, Will.
That's because the pound is shag. Because we've stopped showing off about the pound. What with it being crap? It's like the Turkish lira is beating the shit out of the pound at the moment. I'll be a millionaire by April, and so will everyone else in this country.
Yeah.
It is. It's like Zimbabwe, isn't it? England.
God, I hope not.
Absolutely true. You don't know, of course. You've got no idea about global politics, I just realised.
Hyperinflation.
Unless it's about like you.
Festive Lear. Punky. The only thing I want in my stockings on Christmas morning. That's some Black Cat. Thanks, Black Cat.
Thank you, Black Cat.
Punky Rocks. Even though they need to have loose teeth yanked, they are the best in internet radio. One day I will fly there and pull that loose tooth out myself, but until then, I will continue to listen every week. That's some Valentine.
Thank you, but you're too late, man. It dropped out this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
It's about time, isn't it?
I've got a gap, don't worry, it hasn't ruined my beautiful smile.
Oh,
yeah, sorry, the invisible assistant over there is saying yesterday morning. She is, of course, right.
Okay.
Yeah, it felt like what I did. I woke up, I thought, all right, I'll just give everything a rinse around the old mouth and that. And had a glass of water, and the tooth came out in the glass, basically.
That's
no pain. Beauty. I've got a lovely gap there. I'm chewing with confidence. Oh, life is sweet.
Aw, and no dentist bills. Who'd have thought
that I'd be so happy about losing a tooth?
And finally, love your show. Greetings from South Africa and on complaints of the season. Man, I loved your New Year show. Where can I listen to your podcast regularly, as I would love to hear more? Apart from that, I know loads of South African bands and I could ask them to send in their tracks. Do you prefer that they send in CDs as opposed to MP3s? Yes, we do. Anyway, congrats on a great show. Ernie Papp /Presley/Rotten. MySpace.com/ErniePapp. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ernie Papp. But yes, how you listen to the show regularly is by subscribing at iTunes.
Yeah.
Or by visiting the website every Tuesday or Wednesday night.
Yep. Always on the front page.
Rocket science. Bloody South Africans. Yeah. Yes, and yes, we do prefer to get CDs. All the information is on our MySpace page. Perhaps if you bothered going to a MySpace page, Ernie Papp, you'd realise this. How did he hear one show?
I don't know.
How did Ernie just hear one show? It's just random to hear a New Year show and say, how do I listen regularly, when all we bang on about is how you can listen regularly every fucking week.
I've no idea.
But anyway, Ernie, much appreciated. It's always nice to get another South African on board, because that Jay Bones bloke, I've had enough of him, really, after he stood me up.
True. That's it for the podcast Alice. Thank you very much. Vote for us. Thank you.
Yeah, vote. Did you tell them how?
Yep, certainly did.
Yeah, good. Right, yes, and we've already we're top 20 in it this month.
Are we?
Absolutely loving it. We were above Keith and the girl for a while. That's where I like to be, above Keith and the girl.
Wicked.
Right, so it's time for our next track. This is another one from the Wrench sampler, as they all are this week, which is the Wrench Motor Sounds Records, A Greasy Riot of Punk Rock Blues and Filth. It is funny, actually, that the first punky of 2009, there's not a punk song on it. But anyway, this is The Dagger Lees, which I'll tell you which track this is. This is track 8. Oh, Paul's working backwards. The Dagger Lees and Stagger Stop.
Yeah.
That's the Dagger Lees and Stagger Stomp. I like that tone. If you would like to find out their MySpace page, then you'll have to go to ours in a couple of days' time because I haven't done any research. I imagine it's probably / the Dagger Lees, but I'm clutching at straws, quite frankly. Every single track this week features in the Wrench and Motor Sound sampler. Do make sure you buy the Wrench. I'll give a full review of it in the second half of the show. Now, if you remember, Tone, I'm talking rubbish.
Okay.
We'll do this now, right? If you remember, last week, we did our New Year's resolutions. By the way, what have you been up to over the last week?
Being ill up to New Year, and then this week, I've been frantically doing stuff. As per my New Year's resolutions, I've got a decorator booked for tomorrow to come and start decorating. I've got 2 quotes for carpet. I've got an electrician coming around in a couple of days, so I've been booking those things in, ready for the Tony Towers restoration project. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I did yesterday was I didn't play guitar. I got on my bike, helped an old woman across the road, didn't drink any whiskey, and was a bit less of a cunt.
Nice.
Excellent. Yeah. Now, I did ask last week for people to send in their own top 5 New Year's resolutions, and I would pick the best one. That hasn't happened because I only got 2 in.
Okay.
The first of which is from Naptown Chris. He's been swimming in a world of piss. He really doesn't like Christmas. Right. And he says that I may have to struggle to come up with 5, but here goes. Number 1, lose some weight. Number 2, get my band, myspace.com/smashandgrabindie, on Punky. Play some shows with said band. Take a proper vacation for the first time in years. As a tribute to my good friend Paul, I'll say that I resolved to drink more whiskey in 2009. Well, there's more going around, mate. I've completely given it up. Thank you, Nat Jane Chris. The second one, guess who this is from?
Jeff.
Jeff Ugly Shoes, yeah.
Hey.
Number 1, to quit drinking Jose Cuervo Gold Tequila. I much prefer the silver now. Number 2, go on a diet. I am such a fat bastard that I need to lose some weight and become a skinny bastard. Number 3, to quit making fun of Tony. I won't even pick on him for calling out my name during sex. Open brackets, his girlfriend told me, close brackets. Number 4, not to get arrested in New Orleans. Fair enough, that's a good one. Number 5, to become a kinder, gentler human being, treating others with respect and dignity, honestly caring about their feelings and opinions, like Paul does, Jeff. Quite clearly, number 6 is to continue being a twat. Speaking of twat, Tone, do you have one?
I do, kind of. If you have a twat to nominate, email me, because frankly, I'm desperate for twat. I don't mind admitting it. I need it. I want it. I must have it.
I must have it.
I must have
I
it.
I must have twat. Twat is the must have for this spring. Twat is the new black.
Yeah. And to email me, please do it. Tony@punkradio.com. Want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. I've saved this one till last, because frankly, I think it's rubbish.
It's crap.
And I told her that when she sent it, but that's fine.
And who's this from?
This is from Ems.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah. So, and she goes, hey Tony, twat's name, Tony Hearn, where are they from, Highwayman's Lodge, no I'm not, I'm from the Punky Treehouse, actually.
Tony lives in the Punky Treehouse in the heart of Sherwood Forest. I live in the Highwayman's Lodge down the Great North Road.
That's right.
Come on, Ems, keep up.
God. I'm nominated Tony Kittenblood Hearn as a twat.
Kittenblood. Kittenblood.
Because he can't.
Oh, Kittenblood. Do you want to go bedwards? No, you're a Kittenblood.
As a twat because he can't bloody pronounce email properly.
You said this was a crap one. This is brilliant.
No, it's not crap. He pronounced the email address. Get it right. From your number one
fan. It is your email address. Kittenblood.
Kittenblood. Email address. I can do it. It's fine.
You can.
I can. Just don't choose to. So, I think I've been twat before. I think I've been twat before for this very reason.
I think you'll be a twat again.
For fair this enough.
You just put your twat.
So down to pure desperation. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So, Tony Hearn from the Highwayman's Lodge, not...
Is a twat. Twat.
Thank you very much,
Em. Tony, like Sherwood Forest.
I know. I'm just reading it from the email.
You twat. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you've been listening to the Planet Smashers, and before that, you're listening to Midnight Configuration. Completely forgot about that. Paul and the Beds. Oh, can you hear my ambulance going past? No, right. This is track 3. Mudlow and Zach. It could be Mudlow, but I think it's Mudlow and Zach, which is obviously from the Wrench Motor Sounds sampler, which is in this issue of the Wrench that I'll be talking to you about in the next bit. I would ask you the MySpace page time, but I don't fucking know it, as discussed. You've won already. Yay. They'll be in our MySpace top friends in a couple of days.
Fair enough.
All right. Now, I've been looking at this GoDaddy thing, trying to find out a bit about it. Do you know anything?
I know a few things. Let me see now then. GoDaddy. Okay, yeah, GoDaddy, yeah. It's an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website.
It will be.
It will. And you can start by registering your own domain name. Or, if you have one already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site. GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders.
Website builders. Can we fix it? Website builders. Yes. Barack Obama.
Okay, maybe you just want to have a simple Blogstar site where you can add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store. Well, hey, GoDaddy can help there too. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
What are they?
That's a SSL. And, right. And that will protect your customers' details.
They need protecting.
They do. You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. But finally, the best news of all. If you enter... I don't know why I came across all lust of... Anyway, if you enter code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
You can receive a 10% discount. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
PUNKY2.
And that'll give you 20% off orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because at that exchange rate...
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. And not forgetting, additionally, there is another code, additional material. if you can have 25% off orders of £68 or more if you use the code PUNKY25. What's that code?
PUNKY25.
That's the one. So that's PUNKY25, 25% off orders of £68 or more.
That's £68, or as I like to call £68, €1.
We jest, but it's about right.
Chance is going down the toilet. It's a banana republic. You're done, aren't you now?
I am done. That's all
that was
I know.
The backing to Tony's beautiful sales pitch there was, of course, Cop Show by Project Marv. Heard from Marv?
A little bit. He's been in touch about doing some new songs, so we'll see if it actually happens.
Hey, he could really show off to me now.
Has he got more teeth?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he had his done, didn't he?
Yeah.
I liked it when he was a gappy little twat. Now he's super tooth. He's a super tooth tiger. Mine hasn't ruined my beautiful smile. It's all right, girls. All right. So, should we get on with track four then?
Yeah, let's do that.
This is one from guess what? The Motor Sounds and Wrench Sampler. Mm. A band we played before. Now, I'll tell you what, they should have had a Punky Radio logo on this thing. This is by a band called D66, or a guy called D66 that we, of course, know. We introduced him to Motor Sounds Records. Motor Sounds are now on a wrench that we introduced them to the wrench. And do we get a fucking thanks on this? No, we don't. Yeah, anyway, yeah. I do know the MySpace page this. Can you remember it, Tom?
No.
Isn't it myspace.com/D66 is D77?
Something like that. It's a bit strange.
It is something like that. Anyway, he'll be in our top friends. Look down the MySpace page, myspace.com/PunkyRadio. This is great. This is dirty. This is Mondo Trasho. D66 Mondo Trasho. I've been accidentally sounding a bit like Jeremy Clarkson of late.
Oh, right.
D66 is a top lad from London town, and we've played on the show a few times. You'll have to go back quite a way through the the shows, the old shows, if you want to hear it. We haven't played any in a while, but we've played quite a bit of D66. He's a fine man, makes great, I'd call it kind of one man punk blues. I don't know about you, Tony, you'd probably call it folk. You listen to the Chop Tops, we've got that right for once. And I understand, Tony, have you got some form of gig in an international capacity?
I do have a Tony's International Gig Guide, yes.
Is it Tony's International Gig Guide?
Ah! It is. Okay, brilliant. So, and it's from Russ Seeley.
Hey.
Emailed through just today, I think it was.
Fancy that,
Fancy
Tony.
That.
I wonder how that came through.
I don't know.
You'll be telling me next that this week's International Gig Guide involves Luton.
It does.
Hey!
Wow! Do you want to go 3 for 3?
All right, then. And it might be at a pub called the Black Horse.
Wow.
I know. I'm good, all right.
So, yeah. So there's two dates for Tony's International Gig Guide. First one, the Coven. Saturday the 10th of January, so this Saturday.
Saturday.
Bedfordshire.
Bedfordshire.
Biggest gothic gathering masses for the first time in 2009, with resident DJs Nephilim Babe and
Nephilim
Coven
Babe.
Alex. And special guest DJ Angel playing a great mix of hard and heavy gothic slash industrial slash death rock slash punk and 80s.
At the That's how I like it.
At the Hat Factory, 9 p.m.
And power ballads.
9 p.m. till 2 a.m. £5 entry. More information,
worth every second.
myspace.com/thecovenuk.
And they are also friends, I believe they might be even top friends, I'll check it, top friends with my cabaret show, myspace.com/dollyremixture, which is how we got in touch with them in the first place. And that's the place of, oh sorry, I'll let you talk about the other one first, don't I?
Yeah, so that's the Hat Factory. And the next one, Thursday Fury, Thursday the 15th of January, so a week on Thursday. Luton's only post-punk pub night, playing rare and forgotten new wave slash post-punk slash traditional goth and alternative 80s, playing tribute to Manchester's finest, Joy Division, with DJ Nephilim Babe from the Coven.
And I'll be there.
At the Black Horse, will you? On Hastings Street.
I believe so, yeah. I'll be there.
Wow, 8 p.m. to
11. I also know from the message I got from them today, that's free entry as well.
It is.
From the message that I got, and the Black Horse is Luton's finest, second finest pub, I'd say. Okay. And the barmaid has got enormous knockers.
Excellent, we can't have that, can you?
It puts you off the music almost. I got a message from them today to say that they have tracked down some Flesh for Lulu and will be playing Seven Hail Marys at their February show. So there you go.
Excellent.
That means very little to a lot of you, but for all your goth aficionados out there, Seven Hail Marys marching over you. Brilliant. I should be down there with Stephen Agger, who's taken over the best pub in Luton, the Ashcroft Arms, where I spent a year. More of that shortly.
For more information on that, by the way, myspace.com/ThursdayFury. There you go. That's the end of Tony's International Gig Guide.
International Gig Guide.
Nice.
It does, yeah?
It is.
Cool. That brings me on to the wrench. Now, my friend Zoe, Minxomatosis, is the editor-in-chief of top magazine stroke fanzine, The Wrench. And one of the reasons it's great is that I write a column in it, which obviously makes it brilliant. It's called the Punky Radio column, and I'm going to tell you this first because it features this month the bands that I've reviewed in it are The Things, Pirate Love, Bridget Hanley, and Frenzy of Tongues. So they will all no doubt be pleased to hear that they are in it. And I'll tell you what I'll do, Tony. I'll read you out one of them, so they know the kind of things that they're going to get. I'll read out the Frenzy of Tongues one. Right. This band are mad. Not in an angry way, in an unhinged and remarkably odd way. They are a punk band, but they have hardcore elements and some good old-fashioned rock and roll riffs thrown in for good measure. Currently trapped in Providence, Rhode Island, but you never know. They might break out of it and drive us all insane with their fistfuls of 2 minute, 100-mile-per-hour splatter platters. Check out Drag Queen for as fair a representation of them as I can find. Currently unsigned, but not unloved. myspace.com/thefrenzyoftoms. So basically, we do the bands we play on here a favour in so many ways. Also in the magazine, Tony. And this is really good. They've got a big interview with Coffin Cats, who you mentioned last week on Tony's International Geek Guide. There's also the Linkshire Bombers Diary. Linkshire Bombers are the roller girl team that Mick Sensation is in. I'll tell you what, there's a fantastic car in here. Features on the London Brighton run. Loads and loads of bands reviewed. CDs reviewed. The last word from Lost Soul. There's also an in-depth interview with Andy from Motorsounds Records, because obviously in this issue there is a free CD on the front courtesy of Motorsounds Records. And I now know what Andy looks like, and he's older than I thought he was. I'm more likely to go to Lurgan, because now there's more and more reasons to go. I want to go and see the Dublin band The Things. I want to go and see Andy in Lurgan. Andy obviously has had some stuff that he's obviously brought out, some stuff by The Things in the past. The Things are one of my favourite bands of 2008, of course. So running out of reasons not to go, really. And the fact that I've found out what Andy does via the fascinating article on Motorsounds Records means that he's probably free during the week, so I could nick over to Northern Ireland maybe on a Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday job and get myself in a bit of Irish-related bother.
Sounds dangerous.
Oh, you are there.
Hello.
So it's basically, it's a really, really cool magazine. I think the website's on the website. It's on the CD, not the magazine. Wrenchmag. Go to therenchmag.com. WRENCHmag.com. Therenchmag.com. Find out more. They are in our MySpace top friends as well, so do make sure that you check them out. And it's a fabulous magazine. It's a really good read, and it's in handy booklet size, so you don't need to worry about elbowing people on trains and that. And I'll tell you how much it is in a minute. It's £3.
Cool.
So for a brilliant 11-track CD, as recommended by Punky, and a magazine, I mean, £3 a snip. They can sort out international stuff as well, so do make sure that you check them out. And if you are in a foreign country, obviously, £3 is really fucking cheap at the moment. It's about 5 pesetas. So do make sure that you get hold of a copy ASAP. And thanks to Zoe for being so brilliant. Right, should we do track 5?
Yeah.
This is Dead Elvis and his One Man Grave.
Well, be built, rest. Rest, be built, free just you and me. Well, together, what I was to do, what I was to win, just to rest in peace with you. Hey man, this is going, man. Let's get real, real going for a change. Well,
Dead Elvis and his One Man Grave, and R.I.P. Baby. And that's on the Wrench Motorsounds Records free sampler in this issue of The Wrench. I wonder if I've got the number of the issue. It's volume 1, issue 8. And it's got a funny cartoon bug on the front. There you go. absolutely brilliant magazine. The highlight of it is normally page 48, which is the Punky Radio column. Do make sure that if you haven't subscribed to it already, or if you can afford £3 and everyone else in the world can, that you buy it, because it's largely the CD and the magazine have come together through Punky. So you can kind of, even though we're not on there, you can own a little bit of Punky by getting that, I think.
Yeah.
We are planning to do our own CD sampler for it at some point. We'll sort that out. Now then, Tone.
Yes.
This is our first show of the new year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
What did you get up to? Anything?
We had a very quiet New Year. Steph was basically ill from Boxing Day till she went back to work, so we just kind of stayed in and watched telly, played a game of Scrabble, drinking mulled wine. So it was quite pleasant.
Oh, she needs some meat. She's not getting the protein. She's always ill, that one. She's definitely the weak one of the herd. Although saying that, she could also be the mighty Steph.
The mighty Steph.
The mighty Steph. So basically, you did fuck all for New Year.
Did fuck all, yeah. Yourself?
I went. My mate Steve's opened a pub in Luton. It's called the Ashcroft Arms. And I went over there quietly for New Year. Just a few close friends. Nothing too exciting or anything. But fuck me, I got leathered. And my phone rang. Someone wanted to wish me Happy New Year. I couldn't hear them in the pub because the music was loud. So I went into the toilets, the gentlemen's toilets, where there was a long metal urinal that for no apparent reason I was leaning on with my elbow with phone in hand. And then the back of the phone gently removed itself from the phone in my hand, and I watched the battery shoot down the drain of the urinal, thus making the phone call finish before I'd finished talking, which was quite weird. There was someone in there having a piss. He fucking wet himself laughing. I wasn't very pleased about it, and had no phone, which did cause me some consternation, because not having a phone obviously not only meant I couldn't phone my mates and wish people a Happy New Year, but also I couldn't find out about it, because you know I was planning to get Al Murray on in February at my stand-up comedy show.
Yeah,
I had a feeling he was going to pull out. I was right. And I couldn't do anything about it until I got back. Now, a normal, sensible person would have come home on New Year's Day, but Stephen Agger very kindly said to me, "You got any food at your house?" I went, "Not really." He said, "Have you got anything to do at your house?" I went, "Not really." I said, "Do you want to stay another day?" He went, "Yeah, nice one." So, because I like staying in pubs. So I stayed in the pub for an extra day, but guess what I didn't do, Tone?
What's that?
Didn't drink any whiskey.
Hey!
After we did the show last week, Stephen Agger heard it, and I got there, and Steve had this vintage scotch there, and he poured me a little glass of it and went, "This can be your last ever glass of whiskey, and it's going to be the best one you ever had." And I went, "Fair enough." And he went, "In one." I went, "You're right." So, scoff this beautiful ancient peaty whiskey, and it was a nice way to finish. Me and whiskey have now party company. And it was a nice way to finish. After that, I hit the vodka and sodas, had a few Guinnesses, because I wanted to feel like I was nearly in Ireland, you know, hands across the ocean. And yeah, I had a great time. Came back on the 2nd.
Right.
To a whole about 150 emails of cack, basically, that I'd sort out. And the phone, obviously, I phoned up. My phone's insured, and I phoned up the insurance company and said, "I've lost my phone battery down in a drain." They went, "All right, £30 excess." I went, "Fuck that, I'll have a look online." Looked online, and they've got a replacement battery for £5 plus postage. So ooh. I've got the replacement battery for £7. It's winging its way towards me as I speak. I have managed to wind up the reserve phone, which has a number of phone numbers in it. Not as many, but it's far more... You can drop this mother. I mean, a stegosaurus could run into my old Nokia and nothing would happen to it. The N95 is a particularly brittle phone, I have to say.
You have that old phone for years, though, didn't you?
Yeah, this old one's fucking great, though. Because
yeah.
The old one's metal. The N95's plastic. Plastic phones.
It's all on metal. I didn't know that.
Sorry?
I didn't know the old one was
metal. Yeah, the back on it. It's all really flimsy plastic. Shit. And I just have to wait about another year and I'll get upgraded to something probably made out of cardboard.
Probably.
Now, I do want to just say, have you got anything on this weekend?
No, not this weekend.
Oh, not plans or anything?
I'm going down to Paul, to see the girlfriend, and to drive some stuff up to the Tony Towers because she's moving in.
My god. Oh, Tony.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen.
Pillows everywhere, cushions and stuff.
Yeah, you're going to end up with matching curtains and all sorts.
Yeah.
Food in the fridge.
That'd be nice, though.
No yeah. fun.
Loads of fun. And I was going to do a gig on Thursday.
Give and take.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be great. It's going to be great. It is.
So what was that? There was a gig on, but what?
Was going to do a gig on Thursday. Invited lots of people, and it was pulled last night. The venue's double booked us. So if I invited you... Was going to be at the Running Horse.
Where's that?
On Alphington Road, near just around the corner from Rock City in Nottingham. Near Junction 7. But they double booked us. So if I invited you and you were going to go, don't go, because we ain't going to be there.
But it's all right, Tony. You didn't.
That's all right.
Oh, do you mean... Do you mean other people?
Other people, yeah.
If you invited me, I don't remember.
Nah, I just think about Nottingham people in Facebook land. I forget. But yeah, so we're not playing it. Bit gutted about that. So that's something we was going to do, and not doing.
And you're off to Poole this weekend. It's my stand-up comedy gigs this weekend in Hitchin and Letchworth. They feature Robin Ince, Ricky Gervais' support act, now going out on tour on his own the week after, on telly all the time. Foppish does a brilliant impression of John Peel. And Hattie Hayridge, who was the Lady Holly from Red Dwarf, she's absolutely lovely. And they're on Hitchin, Woodside Hall, Friday, Letchworth Arts Centre, Saturday. Hitchin's on the door only, tickets are £8, £8 in, £6 members. Letchworth, you can still buy advanced tickets through the Arts Centre, 01462 670 788, I think. Details on it on a website run by a wonderful man. What's the website, Tom?
It's lastminutecomedy.com.
It is. And in the top right hand corner, I believe you'll find an email address. So yeah, if you're not doing anything, try and get, and you're in the Hitchin area, get along to those. Did I tell you about Pavarotti last week?
Yeah,
I did, didn't I? Yeah.
I saw the picture online as well.
Oh,
I was wondering about that, you know, because normally with the burlesque, it's not kind of naked, is it? It's just...
No, I wasn't expecting it to be quite as naked as that.
Mm.
No. I wasn't expecting to see a great big bell end with a giant Prince Albert sticking out of it, no. There wasn't a tassel in sight when Pavarotti was on.
No.
But he does look like this bloke called Keith, who lives in Perton.
Okay.
Right, so I hope you... but that's another story.
Fair enough. How random.
I've just made the mystery assistant piss herself in the background. Excellent. She's been a shit assistant, by the way. Can you feel me? Why not, bitch? She's been crap. All she's done is eat me fucking food and read the paper. When Felix was here, he was dead friendly. We better go on with the last track, I suppose, before I get smacked.
Okay.
I might like it. This is a band we have played on the show before, Rusty Springfield. They're Zoe from The Reigns, they're her new favourite band. I have a new favourite band about once a month, don't I? But they are her new favourite band, Rusty Springfield. And it's on, they're signed to Motor Sounds Records, as all the bands are that we played on this week's show. I haven't done the Motor Sounds. Do check out the Motor Sounds website, which is motorsoundsrecords.com, or the MySpace, myspace.com/motorsoundsrecords. If you're wondering why I haven't been asking Tony to do the MySpace page of these bands this week, is because I didn't fucking sort them out, which meant he won by default.
Yay.
That hurts. Trust me, that hurts.
Yeah.
This is the last track. This is on the sampler in The Wrench magazine, which is available now. The Wrench are in our top friends on MySpace, etc. This is Rusty Springfield and I Got Fever.
Come on! My head is filling up. My heart is pounding so fast. My legs got a shimmy and a shake. I don't know how to last. Rock and roll.
cabin down by a canyon. Bunch of guns.
So, Tony, that was Rusty Springfield. They are a great band. They've got a new album coming out this year, and obviously we'll be sending it straight away because we're so special. Thank you all so much for listening to Punky Radio on this, our first show of 2009. Next week, we have got some proper punk rock. I know this week it's all been a bit bluesy and trashy and whatever, but that's because it's been a Wrench special. As I say, do check out the Wrench magazine. Do check out Motor Sounds Records. Do vote for us at Podcast Alley. We haven't even mentioned iTunes this week, have we, Tony? Do you want to tell them about that briefly?
Yeah, if you have iTunes installed, please do make sure you subscribe to the show. You can search for Punky or just get it at punkyradio.com, and there's an iTunes link on the left. If you subscribe, or when you subscribe, please make sure you review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read out your reviews as soon as we can.
Oh, and we have had 3 new reviews on UK iTunes, so I will be reading those out soon. Thank you all very much. It's really important. It's one of the best ways to basically get more listeners. The more listeners we get, the more exposure we get for the bands. The more exposure the bands get, the more records they sell. So it's basically, you're doing everyone a favour by reviewing us at iTunes. Hello, Hussy Skunk. Hello, Wicked Radio.
Hello.
Once again, we forgot to mention till the end of the show. Do check them out. They're in our MySpace.friends. We also want you to leave your comments on MySpace, myspace.com/punkyradio. Also, if you have a poem for Poetry Corner, send it to Paulie B at punkyradio.com. Type your email, Poetry Corner. Same applies to Word of the Week. It's a new year now. Come on, let's have some new year stuff. We want to move up the Podcast Alley chart, etc., etc. Oh, and what? Just one other question I have to ask, Tony. I'm not burping.
Okay.
Have you ever pushed a bar of soap up your bum?
No. Yourself?
Oh. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. There's nothing wrong with a clean hole, Tony. Nothing wrong with a clean hole.
Okay.
It's almost time for me to go bedwards. If you have a word of the week, you know what to do, of course. And what to do if for twats, Tony, remind him?
Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twats' name, where they're from, and a good reason for the nomination. Email me now.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog! Oh,
bunch of guns, yeah! Gene Austin!
Look, it was half a bar of Imperial Leather, but I didn't lose the label.
At least it wasn't a toothbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah.